President Trump says he wants in connection with the ICE shooting death of Alex Priddy in Minneapolis. President Trump says he does not back calls for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over the unrest taking place in Minneapolis. And the president held a campaign-style rally in Iowa yesterday, Mr. Trump touting his record on the economy. Later today, the Fed will be announcing its latest decision on interest rates. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 4 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University announces all online degree programs. Yes, you can earn your AA through PhD degree all online. Study at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to what you would ask, your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about an issue today that I take very, very seriously. It's called Islam Rising. And it's not a question. I'm not asking that. I'm not saying, is Islam rising? I'm telling you, Islam is rising. And we're witnessing today the culmination of what's been taking place over the past 1,400 years on a global basis, where Islam has made the determination that they're going to control, dominate the entire world. That's the goal. That's the aim. And the way they get there in their twisted, perverted philosophical, doctrinal thinking is that they've got to get the world into a position of total chaos, total confusion, calamity, and battles, and that's the thing that will usher in their hidden imam, their last imam, their 12th imam that will come back as the savior of the world. In fact, by the way, just a little further footnote on that, they believe that Jesus Christ will return, and when he returns, he'll return with their hidden imam, their 12th imam that will appear, and they will work together. They, that is Jesus and the Islamic jihadists, will return, and together Jesus will assist in Islamicizing the whole wide world. That's their perverted doctrinal eschatological belief system. There is a book that's called the Quran. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just for your edification, the Quran, you can go to a local bookstore and buy a Quran. It's what is called the Western edition. The Western edition, there's about 30 or 40 different editions designed for the consumption of the Westerner's mind that will embrace and say Islam is okay, that will look at it and think, well, there's nothing bad about that. They take the Quranic verses, the surahs as they're called in the Quran, and they water them down, they change them so that they do not sound as sharp as they really are. And now, by the way, the Noble Quran is the only Quran that the Islamic jihadist scholars will read from, study from, teach from, is the Islamic jihadist book called the Noble Quran. That cannot be bought, generally speaking, at any of your bookstores where you just walk in and buy it. It is basically considered off limits for Western consumption, but it's the only real Quran. And in the real Quran, it says in Surah 456, those who disbelieve in Allah will burn them in fire. And then in Surah 4101, the disbelievers, that's all non-Muslims, Christians and Jews, are ever an open enemy to Islam. Surah 4102, Allah has prepared a humiliating torment for all non-Muslims. Surah 839, fight them, all non-Muslims, until there's no more disbelief in Islam. Surah 855, the worst moving living creature on earth before Allah are those who are non-Muslims. Surah 95, listen. Kill them, all disbelievers, all non-Muslims. Wherever you find them, capture them, besiege them, lie in wait for them, each and every one of them, ambush them, kill them. Surah 9:14. Fight against all non-Muslims so that Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them. Surah 9:29. Fight against all those who believe not in Allah and those Jews and Christians who acknowledge not the religion of Islam. And I could go on and on with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the readings of the surahs out of the Noble Quran. Ladies and gentlemen, the warning is this. We see the handwriting on the wall. We see by proof of history of what they, the Islamic jihadists, have done in the past in terrorizing and destroying nation after nation. I'm looking at a headline, jihadists, that's Islamic jihadists, kidnap dozens. Religious persecution is taking place in Nigeria. A brutal attack has struck Nigeria once again. Young Christians are paying the price. Armed jihadists stormed a Catholic school in Niger State, and kidnapped dozens of students, adding to a long list of anti-Christian violence sweeping across all of Nigeria. These are not isolated events. They're part of the larger disturbing pattern of religious persecution and government failures in the nation. The latest attack took place, a secondary school that serves children from ages from 12 to 17. Around 52 students were taken by armed men in the early hours of the morning. Security forces have been deployed, but the damage is already done. Families are left in fear. Children are now in the hands of violent radicals. And yet another attack. Gunmen stormed a church service in western Nigeria, killing two people and reportedly kidnapping many, many more. These attacks are targeting Christians, schools, churches, pastors, their families, while the Nigerian government fails to bring justice to the victims. Let us be clear, this writer says, this is religious persecution. These are not random acts of violence. They're targeted attacks against all Christians and non-Muslims carried out by the jihadist groups that have terrorized Nigeria for years. They aim to strike fear in the believers, drive Christianity out of the region. Listen to that. That's the goal of Islam today for America, is to drive Christianity and Judaism out of the nation. You can say, well, that's a radical, dogmatic blanket statement. Yes, it is. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a factual statement based on Islamic history for 1,400 years. And it is on the fast track with Islam rising today. You have in Dearborn, Michigan. You have in New York City. You have in the peripheral cities around it. You have in the state of Texas today where there's about 450 Islamic mosques. They're trying to build a place called Epic City that will be only for Islamics, with the mosque, a giant mosque, being the centerpiece of that city. And I could go into great details. I've talked about it before on the broadcast. The governor's tried to stop it. The courts have stopped the governor's trying to stop it. It's still in the state of flux today. They are saying that for this year, 2026, in the elections this year, Islamic jihadists have already got about 1,100 candidates that will be running for different offices across America. Their goal is to Islamicize America, to make it an Islamic nation. We think about what's happening in Minnesota with the fraud that's taking place by the Somalians. What is the religion of the Somalians? Do you know? It's Islam. What is the religion of Ilhan Omar, one of their legislators in the U.S. House of Representatives? It's Islam. The state attorney, the attorney general for the state of Minnesota, who is he? What is his background? He's an Islamic jihadist with the goal of assisting the Islamic called Nigerians in the state to carry out the fraud. I believe that the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general are all involved in the fraud scheme that's already sent billions of dollars of fraud money back to the Islamic jihadist ISIS back in Somalia. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads further. For years, Christians in Nigeria have cried out for help, but the world has turned a blind eye. Global leaders spoke loudly about human rights, yet they stay silent when it comes to Christians being hunted down by the Islamics. This is the key footnote that I want you to hear. America must not ignore this. Our founders believed in defending liberty, not just for ourselves, but the light of the world. We cannot pretend that these attacks do not concern America. They do. When religious freedom is attacked anywhere, it threatens people of faith everywhere. President Trump understands this. That's why during his first term, he stood firm in defense of persecuted Christians and called out nations like Nigeria for their failures. Now, with President Trump back in office, we push for bold action. The United States should cut off any foreign aid, all foreign aid, to Nigeria until it takes real steps to stop the attacks on the citizens by the Islamic jihadist. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fact that is before us. How do we respond to it? Further, the article that I read a portion of earlier, Muslims will control the U.S. government. He adds, 40 years, we had a mayor for this town who talked about the Arab problem. Guess what? The Arabs are now ruling Dearborn, Michigan. So, brothers and sisters, we're on the road. We will control the White House, the Congress, the decision-making everywhere in the United States. That's the goal. They've stated it. Should we believe it or deny it? Should we just simply say, well, I don't really believe that'll take place? Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the fast track, and that is taking place at this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand multitudes of those in America today, and perhaps some of you that's listening today, believe that it could just never happen in America, could believe that Islam is not on the fast track. They're not going to try to rule the world. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's been their goal. And as we played from the audio clip just a few moments before the news, that's what others are seeing and saying. And every nation that's now Islam at one time was a Christian nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, do you want to have a Bible to read or be forced to have the Quran? Do you want to have a church or be forced to have a mosque? Do you want to have it where we're free and the religious liberties and our freedom of speech is available or not? I'm looking at another article about Monday's CARE Day. This article reads, CARE, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, Florida, is openly organizing Muslim Day at the Capitol on Monday, February the 2nd. In Tallahassee, they're literally busing activists in for free to meet. Activists in for free to meet with lawmakers inside the Florida State Capitol. Ladies and gentlemen, headline I'm looking at says, CARE, now considered a terror organization in one state, the Muslim Brotherhood, a social front for all militant jihadists around the world. Maybe I need to read that again. The Muslim Brotherhood, a social front for militant jihadists around the world, and CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, have been designated as foreign terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations by the state of Texas. That's also been done for the state of Florida, the state that we're in, our state, by Governor Ron DeSantis. That's also been declared by executive order by President Donald J. Trump. Now, did these governors and the president make a mistake? Have they designated Council on American Islamic Relations as a terrorist organization by error? or is it fact? Ladies and gentlemen, I could go through the total scenario of what took place in 2006, 7, 8, and 9 by the Holy Land Foundation when the group was convicted of funneling multiple millions of dollars to the terrorists of Hamas. According to an announcement from Governor Greg Abbott, this article says, Kerr was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in one of the largest successfully prosecuted terrorism financing cases in U.S. history, where internal documents plainly identified Kerr as a subsidiary of the Muslim Brotherhood, and a federal court eventually found ample evidence to establish that Kerr was associated with Hamas through the United States Holy Land Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, those are real articles. Those are real events. How do we respond to it? What should we do? How should be our response, ladies and gentlemen? Islam says the Christian Bible is corrupt. Listen. Islam says the Christian Bible is corrupt, allowed only Islamic-controlled nation citizen states allowed only to use the Quran. Islam says that Jesus is not God at all. In fact, Islam says that Jesus didn't die on the cross for your sins and mine. Islam says that they used a lookalike and crucified a lookalike while Jesus was in hiding so that it would cause the ones that are called Christians to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And the Islamics believe that Jesus was never crucified, he never rose again, and he's not God at all. Now, I could go further and further with the eschatological, theological, biblical, factual truth of what the Bible says and what Islam says, which are totally incoherent one with the other, totally equal at all. The Quran and the Bible are not equal on any platform or any level. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam claims that Allah is God, not our Creator God, but Allah is God. Listen, in the 7th century, through the Muhammad, central figure of Islam, which, by the way, was an illiterate pedophile. Muhammad could not read. Muhammad could not write. And he was a pedophile. He would hide out in caves every day. And supposedly, the angel Gabriel was speaking to him. He told his wife when he came in one afternoon that demons had been talking to him. She said, shh, don't say that. The wealthy Jews and others in our community have nothing to do with you if you're talking about what demons tell you. So he would sit with his group and he would tell them what he thought had been told to him through the angel Gabriel, and or in some cases he thought it was demons speaking to him, and his patriots, those that would stand with him, were writing down everything that he would say. Those words literally at one point in time became what is called the Quran today. Through after Muhammad's death, they had what was called the Caliph system. That is, an Islamic jihadist controller would come in. All of the previous writings of the previous Caliphs would be burned, and they would rewrite the Quran. The Quran has been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten over the centuries by each new Islamic leader that would come in, so, because he was having new visions and new insight from Allah that he was to write down. Now, that's just a little thumbnail sketch or the overview of what you call the Quran today. The Quran gives the Islamics the right, the permission from Allah to lie if it helps to accomplish their cause in further domination of the world. Islam says that Muhammad is the final prophet, and the Quran is the final authority, because all of the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, has been corrupted according to the Islamics. So therefore, Christians ought not to study the Bible because it's a corrupted book. In fact, in the Noble Quran, in the back of the Noble Quran, the final 20-25 pages, they take verse after verse after verse from the King James Bible, and it's written, and then they take it apart, mocking about it, disavowing it, and laughing at it, and saying it's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, how can a Christian nation, how can Christian people, how can you and I, as Christians today, how can we somehow, some way, that we can coexist with a demonically controlled group of people that all they have on their goal and their goal in their mind for the future assimilation of the world and the future bringing the world into submission to Islam, how can there be a coexistence? There's no such thing. And we're witnessing today, city after city, state after state across America, with our political leaders blind, stupid, or dumb, if I can be bold, about the issue. I say to you, perhaps you're listening, say, well, what do I do? Pick up your telephone, do the email, do the text, do the call for your representative in Tallahassee and for your senators in Tallahassee, and says, do not allow 2 minutes of seated time, of dialogue time, with the Islamic jihadist called the CARE that's coming to Tallahassee on Monday. Insist, encourage politely, and insist that your legislator does not allow them to come in. And most especially, ask them, please, please, please do not take one dime of donation for a campaign fund from the CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. They will shroud it. They will hide it. They will not let you know that it's coming from CARE. But it's to undermine and tear down and destroy that which is constitutionally for the state of Florida, for the United States of America. I believe we need to be vitally concerned. Looking at another headline on that subject. Headline says, warning, warning, Florida, protect your state. CARE Florida has launched a statewide campaign called Advocacy Hubs, H-U-B-S, Advocacy Hubs, a coordinated plan to embed its influence into every level of government from city council to Congress. Now, maybe you didn't hear that. Maybe you didn't pick up on every word. So I'm going to reread it. CARE Florida, that's C-A-R, Council of American Islamic Relations, hyphen Florida, has launched a statewide campaign called Advocacy Hubs, a coordinated plan to embed its, speaking of Islam, its influence into every level of government from city council to Congress. Further, it says their own materials boast, that word means brag, brag that these hubs, notice now, will grow the power of the Florida Muslim Caucus and be a powerful voting block for decades to come. In case you didn't grasp it, I will read it again. Their own material boasts that these hubs, that's hubs of Islamic jihadists pushing their propaganda, will grow the power, the power of the Florida Muslim Caucus, and be a powerful voting bloc for decades to come. This article footnote says, far-left operatives, Islamic leadership, and Hamas-like networks working hard, hand-in-hand, to reshape Florida's political system. These are, ladies and gentlemen, inside communications about CARE and from CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. The leadership and Hamas-linked networks working hand-in-hand to reshape Florida's political system. And now you're listening, perhaps, and saying, well, I'm not in the political process. I don't believe in that. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. I'm going to just talk about Jesus and let God work it all out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the idea. That ought not to be the mindset of any child of God. The mindset is that God created the home, God created government, and God created the church, and in that order. And ladies and gentlemen, everything we do, we need to recognize we have a dual citizenship, our citizenship here on earth in the United States of America, and our citizenship in heaven. And whatever we do, we need to honor God in both those citizenships. That means we warn our neighbor, we warn our friends and relatives of danger ahead, as the watchman on the wall, recognizing where it's going. Here's a further article. CARE Florida Policy Director Terry Fablo, F-A-L-B-O, openly warned state legislators. Here now, this is a person that's warning warning our legislators. Quote, there are over 500,000 Muslims in Florida, approximately 125,000 to 150,000 in Central Florida alone. Keep that in mind when you discuss any legislative priorities for Florida. Listen, you can say what you want to say. You can believe what you want to believe. CARE is outwardly, openly, progressively promoting the influence, Islamic influence, on the legislators to influence how legislation is crafted, what it is done, and what it is doing in the state of Florida for the ultimate goal of dominating the state of Florida. This article goes further. Then she urged them, urged lawmakers to, quote, listen, they're urging the lawmakers to, quote, oppose any immigration or immigrant legislation and leave immigration enforcement to the federal government and the state of Florida have nothing to do with it. This goes further. This is a grassroots outreach It's a political power play coordinated through CARE and its new advocacy hubs to control legislation in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about the future unless you that are listening, we that are listening, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and understand that we're about to be taken over as a nation. Now listen, it may not happen in my lifetime. I'm still under 100. It may not happen in your lifetime. I don't know. But I think that it's on the very, very near future. And I go back to this, that some of the finest demographers said that by 2050, and another recently came out that by 2040, America would be an Islamically dominated nation. Now, I happen to believe that. I happen to believe that they're correct based on their statistical data and the demographics that they're looking at now and the speed by which Islam carries out what it's doing. The last stands, the last blockade, the last nation to prevent Islam from dominating is the United States of America. It's the cherry on top of the pie. It's the cherry on top of the ice cream. It's the cherry on top of the cake that the Islamics are looking at. The final domination, the final goal of Islam is to dominate the world, and America is the last nation that prevents that total 100% domination in the world by Islamic jihadists. Ladies and gentlemen, there are those that will say, well, you know, I think they're good people. I don't believe there's any harm in it. Let me remind you again, Islam in any city, any state, any nation will be dominant, will be submissive until they have enough in percentage to rise up and demand and take control of that nation. Here's another headline on that subject for an Islamic Day in Tallahassee. This isn't grassroots outreach. It's a political power play coordinated through CARE and its new advocacy hubs. With 30 electoral votes and a history of razor-thin elections, the stakes could not be higher for the state of Florida. Let me read that again. With 30 electoral votes and a history of razor-thin elections, the stakes could not be higher for the state of Florida. If this blueprint isn't stopped now, the Sunshine State could flip from a conservative stronghold into a red-green political machine, a model for Islamic leftist takeovers across America. Now, maybe you didn't fathom that. In case you didn't, I will read it again. If this blueprint, talking about the blueprint the Islamics have for the state of Florida, going into the Capitol building next Monday and pressuring the legislators, the representatives and the senators, pressuring them to make legislation and pass legislation that has Islam in view, says if this blueprint isn't stopped now, the Sunshine State, we're talking about Florida, could flip from conservative stronghold into a red-green political machine, a model for Islamic leftist takeovers across America. Footnote says Florida must be alert and the leaders must be notified now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a warning that I can't emphasize any greater, but we need to understand that God is still on the throne. Go to Him, ask Him to heal our land, protect us, and be active as activists, conservatives, and Christians to tell our legislators no, no, no to anything that's called Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships.